John, and we'll go from 1 John to 2 John to 3 John on Wednesday night, unless the Lord lead us in a different way, and just try to get that in the way the Lord would have us to do. And tonight, I want to start in verse number 7, what He's laid on my heart as we went down, and we'll go through 7 through 15. And tonight, I just want to preach a little title. My subject tonight is this, that God sent it. God sent it. And we want to know what tonight that God sent our way, and what God sends our way tonight. And I want to look in the Word tonight. And that word sent, you're going to find that many times. And from 1 John chapter number 4, verse number 7. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 7, the Bible says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given or sent us His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence tonight, there's prayer requests all over the room tonight, Father. Lord, I pray tonight that You reach down in Tupelo, Mississippi with Miss Ann. Lord God, I pray You touch her body in a mighty way. Father, I pray a miracle come forth there in that ICU waiting room, Father, in that room where she's at. Lord God, with Brother Boyd and her too. Lord, I pray tonight for every prayer request that's been mentioned in this place. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, for the ones that are going to have surgery, the ones already had surgery. I pray tonight for Brother Larry as he gets to come home. Lord God, I pray for him and his family. Lord, tonight, all over this room, the 40-something-year-old man with throat cancer, I lift him up to You, Father. Lord, I pray tonight that You help him. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, for all the ones that's in this house tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, that You have a mighty work in this place tonight. Lord, I pray You reach down from heaven. And Lord, I pray You open the windows of heaven tonight. Lord God, You sent us things in our life. And tonight, that's, Father, that's one of the mainest things in our relationship with You, is to realize what You've sent us. Father God, I thank You tonight that what You do is perfect. Father God, I thank You what You do tonight is right, is just. Father God, I thank You for that tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that You guard everything I say. I pray You illuminate my mind, loosen my tongue tonight. Father, I pray You let the Holy Ghost speak and not me. Lord, I pray tonight when we get ready to go home that we can say it's been good to be in Your house. Lord, I pray tonight You'd bless Your people real good tonight in this place. Lord, I pray tonight that You just give them a peace that passes all understanding. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that You be with Miss Vanda and Brother Jim as he's waiting by her bedside. Lord, I pray You bless them and watch over them. Father, I love You. I thank You. I thank You for Calvary. I thank You for the blood of Jesus Christ. Have Your way in this service, and we'll be careful to give You all the honor, the praise, and the glory. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, Amen. You may be seated tonight. God sent it. And tonight, as we come in this study tonight, I want to stop right there on God sent it. And I want to study on that tonight in 7 through verse 15. And I want us to look tonight at the key word that John uses here. And the key word that he uses tonight is sent. You know what, tonight there's a lot of things sent in the world we live in. You can send a text, you can send mail, you can send an email, you can send all kinds of things. Things are sent. But you know what, tonight when something is sent to you, it's very important, it's very special. When your name is attached to it and it's written to it, it gets special when it comes to you and it's sent to you. But tonight when we think about that, I want you to think about this, is what did God send us? What did God send us when the Bible says that God sent? You know what, tonight we think about miracles in a lot of ways. You know what, tonight the car you drive is not a miracle. It's not a miracle tonight. Don't ever think that the house you live in is a miracle. You know what, tonight lost people drive cars. Lost people have homes. Lost people have them things just like a saved person has it. Now, they can be blessings, but I'm talking about tonight a miracle that God has sent things in our lives tonight. When you hear somebody's been saved and been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, I say to you tonight, that's a miracle. Man, that's a miracle that somebody would allow the Holy Ghost of heaven to get into their life and save them by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. What a miracle that is tonight. And tonight, as I look at what God sent us, I want to show you four things or four people in this area tonight that God sent to us. Number one tonight in verse number 9, God sent His Son. That's what I want to look at tonight, is God sent His Son. You know what, tonight I never want to get over that God sent His Son. He sent His only begotten Son that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. He says tonight that God sent His Son in verse number 9. He says this, "And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent," there it is, "God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him." Tonight I want you to know in John 3:16 the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." And tonight, if it wasn't for Jesus Christ and it wasn't for His blood and that God sent Him, not a person that you're in this room tonight, there is no way tonight that we would have a redemption in our life tonight. No way in our life tonight that we could be born again. And tonight, as I think about that He sent His only begotten Son that we may have life through Him, tonight I think about how priceless that is. He was that priceless Son tonight. That Son that He sent was very priceless. I think about how He was perfect and what He did when He came. But I also think about what the Bible says here in verse number 10, that He was our propitiation. And as we get there tonight and we see in verse number 9 that He sent His Son, and in verse number 10, here is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. You know, tonight it's one thing that He was priceless, it's one thing that He was perfect, but that He was our propitiation, and that is to cover or to wipe out our sin. You know what, in the Old Testament you look and when they go into the Holy of Holies and they had the mercy seat and they sprinkle the blood on it, that mercy seat, you know who our mercy seat is tonight? It is Jesus Christ. He is our mercy seat tonight. And tonight I want you to know this, He shows us grace and He shows us a mercy tonight. And as we study that and we understand that tonight, it's to cover or to wipe out them sin. When that blood's been applied to your life and you realize that tonight, them sin that is in your life, He wipes them out. He takes care of them tonight. And if you'll turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 18, I want to show you how He reconciles two parties or two different people tonight. Did you know tonight in 2 Corinthians, when we go there, chapter number 5 and verse number 18 tonight, as we read that text, I want you to get this tonight. You know, when He reconciles that, you know, God, He's perfect. He is God tonight. Amen? Hey, there's some things that God just can't do. Number one, God cannot lie, and we know that tonight. He cannot lie. God cannot change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hey, but you know what? He had to get some way that sinful man, you and I, could have a relationship back with Him when sin came in the garden. And the only way He could get that back was through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. And you know what He did? He said that He's going to make a reconciliation. You got a holy God, and you got unrighteous people. And there's got to be a way that there's a bridge made. There's got to be a way that gap is fulfilled and that it's put back together. And the only way that could be, you know how it could be, was the only way is that He sent His only begotten Son, that priceless Lamb, that perfect Lamb, that propitiation. And He said, "I'm going to use my Son and His blood to reconcile these people back to me." You know what we have tonight? We have a ministry of reconciliation. Amen? And tonight in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 18, this is what the Bible says, that God sent His Son. And look at this. "And all things are of God." All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. Tonight, there's nothing reconciles you to God tonight. There's not nothing. Whoa, glory! There's not nothing you do, and there's not nothing I do that satisfies God. Isaiah 53, Isaiah said that the blood of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ Himself is who satisfies God. And when we repent and we give our life to Jesus and He comes in and He saves us, at that moment we're reconciled back to God by the blood of Jesus Christ. And tonight He says this, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ." Friends, you know what tonight? Church membership will not reconcile you back to God. Hey, it won't get you back to God. A baptism won't get you back to God. All these things are good in their own place, but tonight it's the blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus tonight, Jesus is what reconciles us back to God. And He says tonight, I want you to get this, "and hath given us," look at this, I love this, "and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation." And what is that tonight, preacher? When the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to your life, and it's been applied to my life, there's something been sent to me and that is Jesus, that is His Son, and it reconciles me back with God. It puts me in good standings with God. It puts me right back where I need to be with God. And tonight, you know what? In the world we live in, oh, Satan, he tries to condemn us, and he tries to make us think that we're unworthy and that we're not worthy of that blood tonight. Friends, he died on the cross to make us worthy. Amen? And tonight, I love this. Number one, as we look in the text, we see in verse number 9, John said, and you got to remember tonight, John is that disciple. We're talking about that disciple tonight that loved the Lord. Amen? Hey, he loved the Lord, and the Lord loved him now. And he gets to this place, and he said, hey, not that I love God, but that God loved me. Woo, glory. I love this tonight. He said that God sent His Son in verse number 9 to be our propitiation. But I love what he says in verse number 14, and we're going to skip around here in the text. And in verse number 14, I want to show you the second thing that he sent. God sent the Savior. He sent His Son, but His Son came as the Savior of all mankind. Tonight, I want you to know, He just didn't come as the Son of God, but He came as the Savior for all humanity tonight. That's the only way that anybody can make it to heaven is by the Savior Jesus Christ tonight. Look what the Bible says. Verse number 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father, there's that word again, the Father sent the Son. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. He sent Him to be the Savior of the world. Turn with me to John tonight, the Gospel of John tonight, chapter number 1 and verse number 14. He sent Him to be the Savior of the whole world tonight. We're talking about the blood of Jesus Christ. I was finishing this up this morning. I was in my study at my home, and y'all going to get a kick out of this. As I was sitting there and I was studying, my phone rang, and I knew what it was. It was wanting me to give blood. And as I answered that phone, that little lady on the other end, I don't know, she may have been an old lady. She sounded like a young lady. I don't know. But on the other end, she said, yes, sir, is this Mr. Mills? And I said, yes, ma'am, it sure is. And she said, sir, they're going to be giving blood in Hamilton, Alabama this week. And from 1 to 6, would you like to get back on the list? We're with Vitalant. And I said, I sure would. You can make me an appointment and put me down. And she said, okay, do you got any more questions? And I said, I sure do. I said, do you know what the greatest blood is that ever has been given? Do you know what the greatest blood that's ever been given is? And she said, no, sir, I sure don't. I said, well, let me explain it to you. I said, the greatest blood that ever has been given is the blood of Jesus Christ. And she got quiet on the other end. And I said, ma'am, are you still there? And she said, yes, sir, I am. I said, I want to ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? She said, well, I hope I do. And I went to try to tell her and explain. And she said, sir, I hope you have a good day. Friends, I want you to know tonight, the manufacturing's not in me. All I'm supposed to do is spread the gospel. It's not for me to manufacture salvation. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ tonight. Hey, but I got good news tonight. He has called people. He's not going to use the rocks. He's not going to use the trees. He's not going to use animals. He's not going to use these things. He uses people to spread the word of God. And when we got off the phone there, I thought to myself, maybe I'll see her up there when I give blood Saturday. Amen? But tonight, I want you to get this. God sent His Son, but God sent the Savior. Look in verse 14 of John chapter number 1. Here's what He said. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. I want you to get this. Full of grace. Man, we are a grace church, amen? We are a grace church. We believe in the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, but it is a gift of God, amen? We believe that tonight so much. But you listen to this tonight. I believe grace, I believe grace, I believe grace. But He didn't only come with grace. He come with truth. He come with truth. And tonight, if you'll never get grace until you get the truth. You'll never experience the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ until you see Him as the truth tonight, that He is the Savior of the world. If you'll turn with me just right over there in John, the Gospel of John, John chapter number 1 and verse number 29, we're talking about God sent His Son, but also God sent the Savior. In John chapter number 1 and verse number 29, the Bible says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, this is his cousin John the Baptist. And when he looks up, he said, said, behold, I want you to stop, look, and listen. This man, that's what the word behold means. He said, behold the Lamb of God. You know what a lamb was for? It was to be slain. That's what they did with lambs. They slain him. And when he seen him coming, you know what John said? He said, behold, he said, I want you to look, the Lamb of God that taketh away what? The sin of the world. Friends, I thank God tonight that when you look to that Lamb and you call on that Lamb Jesus tonight, that blood of that Lamb, it is enough to save you from your sins. And tonight I thank God for that, that God sent His Son, but He sent His Savior. If you'll turn with me to Matthew 1:21 tonight, what Jesus is tonight, He is the Savior of the world, amen? That's what He is. He's the Savior of the world. I love this tonight. He says that He sent His Son, but He sent the Savior. Full of grace and truth, take away sin. And in Matthew 1:21, this is what He said. The angel came forth, and here's what He said to His mother Mary. He came forth, and the angel said this. You know, Jesus is not a good way. He's the only way. Listen to me tonight. He is the only way. He is the only way that can take somebody and change their life completely. Religion won't do it. Going to church won't do it. But when that blood's been applied to your life, it'll do it. Matthew 1:21, the Bible says that God sent the Savior. And she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Jesus. And they shall call His name Jesus. What's He going to do? For He shall save His people from their sins. Past sin, present sin, future sin. How does that happen, preacher? I don't have a clue. I just believe it. I just believe that when He died on that cross, He died for my past sins, my present sin, and my future sin. And when I get saved, I don't have to hang Him back on the cross every morning when I wake up. He's not going back on there. He went there one time and one time only. He'll never go back there again. He came as a lion. The first time He came as a lamb, second time He's coming as a lion. And tonight I want you to get this. As we go back to the text, number one, God sent His Son. Number two, God sent the Savior. But number three, in verse number 13, God sent His Spirit. Don't you thank God for that tonight, that He sent His Spirit? Man, look in verse 13. Not only did He send His Son, not only did He send the Savior, but God sent His Spirit. In verse number 13, the Bible says in 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 13, hereby know we that we dwell in Him. How do you know you dwell in Him? Here's how we know we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given or He has sent us His Spirit. You know what that Holy Spirit does tonight in a believer's life? And I thank God tonight that He sent that my way. He sent it your way. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit, He comes in. He lives inside of you. He never comes out. He don't go out and sit over here. If you go into the honky-tonk, He don't sit out. If you're drinking a beer, He don't get out of your body and sit over here. If you say a cuss word, He don't jump out of your body and get over here. If you talk about a brother or sister in Christ, He don't get out of your body and sit over here. He don't come in today and out tomorrow. In the Old Testament, He rested down upon them. But in the New Testament, He came and lived inside of them. And you know what you can do with the Holy Spirit? The Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because He don't leave out inside of you. When you get saved, He comes in and He indwells inside of you. And when you do these things, it grieves the Holy Spirit. It grieves the Holy Spirit. And you know what the Holy Spirit is tonight? Tonight He is our controller tonight. He is the one that inside of us, there's that little ticker tonight. And I love to call it this, the little nitpicker tonight. He's the one that nitpicks everything we do. You know what tonight? When you do something that's not right, you don't have to have your spouse to tell you. You don't have to have the preacher to tell you. You don't have to have a deacon to tell you, Sunday school teacher to tell you. If you're born again by the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, that Holy Ghost lives inside of you. And when you get out of line, that little nitpicker, He'll start picking everything about you. He'll pick you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet tonight. He said tonight, He is our convictor tonight. He is our controller tonight. And He is the one tonight that gets us right where we need to be tonight. And when He sent that Holy Ghost to live inside of us, He lives inside of us forever. He comes inside of us tonight. I want to show you this in the text, in the Bible tonight. I love this tonight, that the Holy Ghost, when He comes inside to dwell. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. Turn with me to John chapter number 16 in verse number 7 tonight. I want to show you this. John chapter number 16 in verse number 7. And tonight, that Holy Spirit that comes inside of us, it'll comfort us, it'll correct us, and it'll convict us when we need it. And tonight, when we get there, God sent His Son. He sent the Savior, and when you get saved, that Spirit of God lives inside of you. And that spirit tonight, Jesus said this in John 16, verse number 7 tonight. And I love this tonight. Here's what Jesus said. They wanted Jesus to stay. They didn't want him to leave, but here's what he said. He says in John chapter number 16 and verse number 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. He said, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. He said, for if I go not away, the Comforter or the Holy Ghost, you know what? It will not come unto you. As long as he was here, that Holy Ghost could not come and rest inside of an individual. But he said, if I go, I'm going to send him. And I got good news tonight. He left. Amen. He left this world. Hey, 40 days he stayed here. And in Acts chapter number 1, it said of infallible proofs. There's no error in what he did. But I want you to know when he ascended back, you know what he sent? He sent the Holy Ghost back to us. And he said, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And verse number 8, when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. So tonight we know that he sent the Son, he sent the Savior, but he sent the Spirit. And tonight in Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 8, I want to show you this tonight. Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 8. I love this tonight. Acts 1 verse number 8, when he said, I'm going to send you that Spirit. I believe tonight that a lot of born again believers are getting defeated because we're not waiting on that promise. We're not waiting on the Holy Spirit to prompt us, lead us, guide us, correct us, and do what we need to do. And tonight in Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 8, the Holy Ghost, he is our power source tonight. I don't know how much I believe in the Holy Ghost, preacher. You got very little power. If you think the Holy Ghost is it, you got very little power. The Holy Ghost is part of the Trinity. And it's not an it, it's a he. And he comes and he lives inside of you tonight. And Jesus, the one thing the Holy Ghost will never do, the Holy Ghost will never point to himself. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost will never point to himself and elevate himself. The Holy Ghost always points us to Jesus. The Holy Ghost always points us to Jesus, always points us to God. It leads us in the right direction. He'll never lead you in the wrong direction. And tonight he says in Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 8, because he sent it to us. He sent the Holy Ghost to us. He sent him to us. But ye shall receive power, in verse number 8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So tonight when that Holy Ghost, when he comes upon you and God sends him to you after you've been saved, he lives inside of you, at that moment that power source is living inside of you. Amen? All right, let me give you the last thing tonight. We're going to move on through it. Number one, God sent his Son. Number two, he sent the Savior. When you get born again, you get the Spirit. But I love this next part. It's what just gets me fired up. When you get saved, you receive a seal. A seal. A seal. And that seal tonight, I want to give you this in the book tonight. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 15. Whosoever, 1 John 4:15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And verse 13 says, hereby know ye that ye dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us the Spirit. Turn with me to Ephesians 1:13. And here's what that Spirit does. Ephesians 1:13 tonight. You're sealed by the Spirit of God tonight. When you're saved tonight, you're sealed by the Spirit of God. You know what a seal does? It preserves things. I'll ask you tonight, who likes to eat ketchup? We all like to eat ketchup, right? What if you got you a bottle of ketchup and you spun that lid off and it didn't have a seal underneath it? Would you eat it? Now, you know it's supposed to have that little white seal that you can't hardly peel off. And if you do get it peeled off, there's no little cellophane over there if you didn't get it off good. If you screw the lid back on there and try to squeeze it out, it barely will come out. You got to dig that out. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Everybody knows what I'm talking about. All right, let me go here with you. Tonight, I want you to understand that you're sealed with by the Holy Spirit tonight. What are you sealed for that trip, for that day, for that walk you're walking right now in your life? Them days that you don't think you add up to what God's called you to do, you don't think you're living up to it, you don't think you can do it, you don't think you can, you remember tonight, there's something lives inside of you bigger than you. And it is the Holy Ghost tonight. It's that Spirit tonight. And that same Spirit seals us tonight. Let me give you this in Ephesians 1:13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. What's the gospel of our salvation? The death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In whom also, after that ye believed, not before you believed, but after you believed. After you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and you ask Him to come into your life, get this, let me give you this. After God be merciful to me, a sinner, I believe Jesus died for my sins on the cross. I believe He arose again the third day. I repent of my sins. I receive by faith the Lord Jesus as my Savior. I believe right now Jesus is my Savior. My sins are forgiven through His blood. In Jesus' name. Once you confess Jesus is the Son of God, you repent, you believe. At that moment when you get saved, you're sealed by the Holy Ghost. Sealed by the Holy Ghost. Do you know who breaks that seal tonight? Nobody. When that seal is stamped on your life, nobody breaks that seal. Listen tonight. Well, what if I sin enough, preacher? What if I sin? Listen to me tonight. You couldn't do nothing with sin to start with. I couldn't do nothing with sin to start with. Headed to hell because of sin. What seals me tonight? The Holy Spirit tonight. The blood of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit tonight, He seals me. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Anything tonight that's going to be shipped must be sealed. There's going to come a day in your life that you're going to be shipping out of here. And you better make sure, let me back up. That's not even good. That ain't good to say that. We better make sure. We better. Not you. I'm in with you. We better make sure that we have that seal of the Holy Ghost on our life by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because there's going to come a day that we're going to take a flight and we're going to leave this place. And the only way that I'm going to make it is not by my righteousness, not by my goodness, not because I'm a pastor, not because of none of that. It's because I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He sent His Son, He sent the Savior, He sent the Spirit, and He put a seal on my life when I confessed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that He arose again from my sin. I believe that tonight He died on that cross and rose again that I might be justified through the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. I've told this story before, illustration. I'll tell it again, man. I can't think of nothing no better. When I thought about that seal, I'd been saved for a little while, and I thought about that seal, and my dad-in-law drove a truck for Pepsi. And he drove a truck, a 53-foot van, Brother Chris, full of Pepsi, from one end to the other. And back then, I was a big Pepsi drinker. Man, I loved drinking Pepsi. I mean, I drank a bunch of them. And man, I went to his house one day, and that Pepsi truck was pulled up in there. And on that big old trailer had Pepsi written down it. And he told me, he said, in that from front to back, all the way from one end to the other of that container, is nothing but Pepsi stock from one end to the other. This is as high as you can stack it in that 53-foot van from one end to the other. He said, we loaded them. It's in there. And I said, well, I want to go look at them. I want to go see them. I want to see them. I want to see. And he said, you can't look in there. I said, I can't look. You told me, it's right out there. Why can't I? He said, because it ain't made its destination yet. I said, what do you mean? Why can't we just go back there and take them two little things, open up, and swing the doors open? He said, when I left the company that loaded them, they put a seal on the back of the truck. And on that seal on the back of that truck, it goes around both of them bars, Brother Lee, on them 53-foot vans. It clamps around both of them. And that seal has to be on there. I said, well, what happens if we just cut that? Man, I wanted to see, you know what I mean? There's so many here tonight, you want to see what God's done in your life. Listen to me now. Proof is there. If the Holy Ghost lives inside of you, He's inside of you. Amen? And I said, what if we cut that? What will happen if you cut that seal and open them doors? He said, they'll reject the load when it gets there. If that seal ain't on it, it's rejected. Tonight, do you know how many people is going to die here hoping they go to heaven? And when they get there, they're going to be rejected because the seal is not on their life. They think they're living it up. They think they're living the right way. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. You know what he told the rich young ruler? He told him this. All you, this you've kept from your youth up, but you lack this one thing. Sell everything you've got and follow me. Follow me. You know, God, Jesus, he never begged nobody to follow him. Nobody. He don't beg you to follow him. He'll convict you, but he doesn't beg you. You know what he says? He says, follow me, and he goes. He don't get behind you and push you. He says, follow me, and we're going to go. And you know what? He leads. He gets in front. He gets out in front of us. Why? Because we have a destination that we got to get to one day. And the only way we're going to get there is through the blood of Jesus Christ. He doesn't beg nobody. Never think that God's begging anybody. He's not begging you. He'll convict you. It's your own free will tonight if you give your life to Jesus. When he knocks on that harsh door, it's up to you tonight to open that door and allow him to come in. Man, tonight I want you to think about this. And you say, why don't he beg? Because he sent his son. He sent his son. He don't have to beg. There's proof that he loves you tonight. He loves me tonight. And he said there's going to come a day that we got a destination that we're going to. And when you get there, and by the way, when you die here, you won't die to see if you get in. When you die, it's sealed. Heaven or hell. There's no redo. There's no second chance. There's no backup and pass go. None of that. No. When a man or woman or boy or girl, when they leave this walk of life, it's already sealed. Their destiny is sealed. They won't stand before God and plead their case. And it won't do it. They can. They'll stand before it and give an account, but it won't do a bit of good. So what's going to do good, preacher? When you get there, if you're standing at the great white throne, you're doomed. If you get there and you're standing at the mercy seat of Christ, and that's where I'm going to be standing. Not because I'm a preacher. No. That got settled way before I ever got the call to preach. I won't have but one thing to say. Jesus. 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 And the only reason he accepts Jesus is because that's what he sent to take our place. It's what he sent, the blood, that it be applied. Tonight, just as I asked that little girl on the phone, I asked her, I said, do you know the greatest blood that's ever been given? And she said, no, I don't. And I told her it was Jesus, and did she know him? She couldn't give a clear answer. As a pastor, you know how many people I talk to, and they say, well, I hope when I die, I go to heaven. You know how scary death's going to be if you're hoping that when you die, you go? I hope I make it. Paul said he knew. Salvation is a no. You know that when you leave this walk, you can be in heaven because of the blood of Jesus Christ. There's been something been sent to you, and it's been sent to me. And tonight, I don't know about you, but when I go to the mailbox and open it up, it's got my name on it. I don't want Kaylee to open it. It takes the fun out of it. I tell Brenda, I said, you got something in the mail? She said, is my name on it? I said, yeah. She's open. I said, no, you open your heart. I said, it's yours. What he has sent you and he sent me, listen to me tonight. Can't nobody open it for you. It's got to be you. It's got to be you. Tonight, my prayer is this for this church and everybody here and everybody that will come is this, that everybody that walks through them doors will be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Either when they come in, or on their way out, whichever way the Lord sees. But tonight, that's my prayer tonight. He has sent something so special tonight. It's fragile, and it must be handled with care. Father, I love you tonight, and I thank you for this Bible study tonight. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I know John said that you sent your son. Father, tonight, it's so easy to get saved and get to the place where we start living by works and not by grace. We get living by what we do instead of what your son did on Calvary. Lord, when we look into the truth of the word tonight and we see that we're sealed, we know that we have a home in heaven. Lord, what an encouragement that is. Father, I know right now that may not mean much. But when we get down to the 11th hour, it's going to mean the world to know that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, I know this is a Wednesday night Bible study, but if there might be one in here tonight that don't know what it is to be born again, I pray tonight that you prick their heart, that you move on them. Father, I thank you that you send stuff our way each and every day, but you'll never send nothing no greater than when you sent your son. And Lord, I pray tonight that you find us faithful doing what you called us to do. In Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. I hope you have a good night. Dismissed.